Michigan Real Estate Headlines. MI agents, how commissions work and who pays per Bankrate. Bankrate explains how real estate agents get paid via commission, typically as a percentage of the home sale price, and who covers the cost. Understanding commission structures helps MI professionals clearly communicate their value to buyers and sellers in local transactions. Review the full breakdown at Bankrate to sharpen your commission conversations. Michigan Real Estate Headlines. Michigan Property Records search tool streamlines due diligence for MI real estate pros. PropertyChecker.com offers a centralized platform to search Michigan property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in MI can accelerate transactions and reduce risk with faster access to comprehensive property data in one place. Add 8michigan.propertychecker.com/ to your due diligence workflow. Michigan Real Estate Headlines. Michigan Public Records Online Directory, new resource for MI real estate pros. Michigan Public Records is now available through an online directory at publicrecords.net or online.com. Real estate professionals in MI can access property records, ownership history, and liens faster to expedite due diligence and transactions. Bookmark https://publicrecords.netronline.com/state/MI for quick reference during your next property research. Michigan Real Estate Headlines. MI commission rates face pressure as flat-fee MLS services gain traction. A new analysis shows Michigan real estate commissions currently run 5.5 to 6%, while Huzo's flat-fee MLS service claims sellers can save approximately $16,000. Michigan real estate professionals should anticipate growing seller awareness of commission alternatives and prepare to articulate their value proposition in a shifting competitive landscape. Review the full commission analysis at hwstat.houzo.com/blog/realestate-commissions-inmichigans to understand how flat fee models are positioning themselves against traditional structures. Michigan Real Estate Updates. Macomb County Open Data Portal. New resource for MI real estate pros. Macomb County launched an open data portal offering public datasets for exploration. MI real estate professionals can leverage county-level open data for property research, market analysis, and client insights in Macomb County transactions. Browse available datasets at h/macomb-county-open-data-portal-mcmap.arcgis.com to inform your next listing or investment decision. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study is the association underfunded, the most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.